This is Jamie Jenkins, and you are listening to The Morbidly Made, where the fans have control.
This is not a guest inquiry. Fuck you, Michael J. This is the mistress of mayhem here. So all I wanted to say was, fuck Halloween 6, fuck Donald Pleasance. I would fucking let him drown again if I had the chance to. I would, because he's fucking pissing me off now about all this Halloween talk of every fucking show. It's really, really fucking making me angry. So, once again, fuck Halloween 6, Michael J. You need to come up with a new topic. And I want you to know that I wish that they ran out of your favorite coffee, like, today, because you really made me mad. So, call me back if you want to. I just wanted to leave that message for you because, like, I was pissed.
4 years ago, I went to another doctor, and he said the same thing, and he gave me these fucking suppositories. Damn. And I'll tell you what, it didn't work. I'm sorry. I tried. I don't know if you guys ever tried to use a suppository, but it shit ain't. I put it in, it spit it out. I put it in.
Literally.
Yeah, for real. It's fucking sucked. And I go, Doc, my ass is too tight. I can't do it. And I go, you know, I guess that's a good thing, but.
Oh, God help us.
I don't know what the hell's in there. It's weird and pissed off, whatever it is.
Bennings, go get child.
What is this?
What's going on?
Hey, Mama, what is it?
You've had your whole fucking life to think things over. What good's a few minutes more gonna do you now?
Stay away from me. Please. Don't hurt me.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Stay away from me.
Wendy.
Stay away.
Darling, light of my life. I'm not gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains. I'm gonna bash him right the fuck in.
And if there's one thing I know, you can't control evil. You can lock it up, you can burn it and bury it and pray that it dies, but it never will. It just rests a while. You can lock your doors and say your prayers at night, but the evil's out there, waiting. And maybe, just maybe, it's closer than you think.
All right, and we're back for another Morbid in the Morning, because we're recording in the morning again. I am Michael J., and as always, I am joined by the mistress of destruction herself, Casey Cole, and the diabolical Davesy.
Hey, Morbid in the Morning.
Yeah, Morbid in the Morning. So what happened to Mistress of Mayhem?
Did I say Mistress of Mayhem? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What did she call her?
All right.
I messed you up. You're Mistress of Mayhem.
Yeah, he called me Mistress. He said Mistress of Destruction now. I'm like, oh, okay.
M.O.D. Wow, no shit.
You're a mod. No, I meant... I meant Mistress of Mayhem, but the twinge of heartburn at the moment just... Oh, my God.
It's okay. I like both, so... I just want to know what I'm, like, you know, destructing.
She's over there smashing her microphone and her fucking phone.
Right?
Smashing her...
God damn it, Mike!
Exactly. Jesus. See, this is what I want. This is what I want. I want the evil.
Right?
I want the evil to come out.
He wants to see me mad.
Yeah. I'm telling... Now, listen, guys. I'm telling Mike. Apparently, Casey's leaving. He's really happy, And now I'm being sarcastic. These really happy voicemails to Mike. Mm-hmm. And he says they sound so pleasant, and she sounds so happy, and this and that. And he goes, oh, that's great. And then I don't know why he's asking for something besides that, but apparently he wants to see the other side of Casey. And
right. You don't want to see that.
No.
Yes, I
do. No man wants to see the ugly side of any woman. Come on. What's
I want to see Casey smash. Like, Casey, smash.
Smash.
Hulk smash. Mike, fuck you. Call me back. Fuck you. I don't know, like, what you're going to do to piss me off, like, so mad that I would, like, call you like that.
I start drinking on the show, that's how. Instead of coffee
right?
for Morbid in the Morning, it'll be fucking Jack Daniels for Morbid in the Morning. And by the end of the show, Casey's either going to be motherfucking Mike or crying.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but even just then when you were saying, like, fuck you, blah, blah, you still had, like, the pleasant undertone. Like, you still just
because
had,
I'm not mad!
It was like a pleasant fuck you. Like, I need an angry fuck you. Like,
no, you don't want
right,
that from
well, I'll work on my anger then, Mike. I'll work on it.
I'm going to go on the record and say I do not want to hear an angry fuck you, or an angry anything from Casey. I like her.
Alright.
Sorry. I like it the way it is. It's so much better when everybody's getting along and being nice and happy. And believe me, I have known enough people, particularly women, that when you see that other side, you can't come back from that.
True. Yeah, I guess not. I
no,
really
you
guess
can't. Not. It goes both ways.
I'm the mistress of destruction.
Yes. You're mistress of destruction, mistress of mayhem. You're either a mod or a mom.
Let's go for mod for now, because I'm definitely not a mom.
And a girl.
That's what I say. I did want to bring up, I know in the show write-up I put the number 215-240-7839, and that's for people. If you want to call, leave a message, you got a question or a comment, leave it. We'll play it. We'll discuss it. We'll talk about it. Whatever. Ask us your questions. Ask us anything. Whatever.
Make sure you leave angry voicemails, because that's what Mike wants.
Yeah, I want people to call and just tell me to go fuck myself. Please do that.
Oh, I'm sure that'll happen, Mike. Just the more listeners that are
right,
that will happen.
I mean, you can tell everybody else that they're great, but you just call me a gimpy motherfucker who needs to just shut the fuck up. That's what I want to hear from you people. So please, just call and leave that message.
Yeah, because right now, Mike is so desperate for voicemails, he's actually having Casey call and leave voicemails.
Yes.
Right.
Please, somebody call me. So Casey, just to be nice, is calling this voicemail thing. Just to make Mike excited. Hey, I got a voicemail for the show.
It's just me.
And it's but see, you're keeping it happy, so it's good news. You know what I mean? It should make him excited. Oh, what a sweetheart Casey is. Okay, all right. She's just doing it because
Right, but negativity, people. If Casey does not want to bring the negative, you people need to bring the negative, and I want it now. So call 215-240-7839 and leave those negative messages. Thank you.
And in the meantime, why don't you play one or two of Casey's messages on the show?
Actually, yeah, I think I might do that. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I'll go into Skype and I'll record them and I'll put them on, because it's weird. I can only play one or two, because I tried to go back to like ones she's left for months now, and even though I don't delete them, it's like I can't play them for some reason. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But I have a few of them that I can still access, so we're good.
Okay. And I'll leave you a mean one for measure. Just remind me.
Yes, please, please do. That would be so sweet. Just get yourself angry.
That would be sweet to leave you a mean one.
Yes, it would. it totally would. It totally
fucking
would.
Mike's a masochist or something.
I am a glutton for punishment. Let's do it.
Masochist Mike.
Yeah, let's. You know what? That'll be my name. Masochist Michael J. Let's do it.
He's a masochistic freak.
Yes.
50 Shades of Michael J.
That's beautiful. Somebody make that movie. Somebody write it up. Let's do it. I'll make it. Let's do it. Universal? I'm talking to you, Universal. I think Universal put that out. I think they did.
50 Shades of Michael J.
Yes.
There'll be a lot of coffee involved and whips and some of your canes involved, maybe. I don't know.
I like it rough, so let's do it. Let's totally just do it. Yep.
What a start to this show.
I'm down. I am totally down.
Coffee poured on.
Morbid in the Morning, folks. Morbid in the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
If this is how we are in the morning, how the hell are we going to be at night? This is wow.
This is coffee talk. Holy fuck. Imagine. See, that's what I'm saying. If we're boozing it, then it could be a whole different thing. Casey might be motherfucking you by the end of the show.
Oh, we have to do a show where we totally just drink for like two just straight drunk. Hours. Oh my god,
a drunk
yes.
show.
I will do raspberries and rum and coke, and you guys can do whatever you want. I'll send Casey another bottle of private stock. Dave,
all right.
I don't know, Dave. What
I'll
you
drink
do?
Vodka.
Poison.
All
I'll
right.
drink vodka. That's fine.
Let's
do
it.
We got to cover a movie that's going to require all kinds of fucking crazy talk, though.
Okay.
To make it more interesting.
Shit,
we'll
we already did Serbian films. So yeah,
right. I know. Right. That would have been fuck. That would have been good.
That
yeah.
would have been perfect.
We'll figure something.
We'll
out.
Figure yeah, it out. Yeah.
Right now, we're just trying to wake up.
Right. And speaking of reviewing movies, what I was talking to you guys about before the show started. And we kind of started this within the first few episodes of the show, like back in 2012. We had this thing called Contagious Movie, where we would let you, the listeners, kind of like pick a movie out of like two or three selections on Netflix. And we would watch it and review it, and then you guys could also watch it and call and send us emails or voicemails and, you know, get your point of view in on the movie. So we're going to pick that up again, hopefully, and I guess on the group page, or probably on this group page, on the other Facebook page, and probably, I guess, on Skeleton Crew stuff too, I'll just have to throw it on. We'll put polls up, and you guys can pick a movie for us to review, starting, I guess, next show. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Give us some crazy ones.
Yeah, I know.
Definitely. Well, we'll pick one of them, right? We're going to pick one of three, and they're going to choose from the three, right?
Right. Well, I'll let you guys pick the three, because you guys are probably better at picking movies than me. So.
Okay.
Because I would just all pick right. Halloween 6 three times. So.
Yeah, that's true. We don't want that.
No, we definitely don't, because you know how you feel about Donald and not saving him and letting him drown. I understand. That's
oh,
true.
You're still harboring that. Aww. I'm so
until
sorry.
The day I die, Casey. Until the day I die.
All right. Now I have an idea for my next voice message.
triple points if you get me to cry.
Oh fuck, it's on now.
It's happening.
See, be careful what you wish for, man.
It's happening.
Right?
I can feel it. So what have you guys been watching? Have you been watching anything as of late? Anything good?
Yeah, I actually watched The Kingsman the other day.
Wait, what did you watch?
The Kingsman.
Oh, God, no you didn't.
I never heard
of it. No, but it was actually really fucking good. Like, I want to watch it again. That's how good it was. Like, the action was awesome. And it was, like, British. And like a little British spy movie. It was awesome.
Is it new?
But it has Samuel... just came out. It has Samuel Jackson in it. It has Colin Firth. It has a guy that plays Alfred... in the Batman movies. I don't know what his name is.
Michael Caine?
Yeah.
Michael Caine, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the other guy is, you know, the guy who played Alfred in the
the Tim Burton one?
Yeah, he's dead.
not in the Tim Burton one.
Yeah,
the,
I wish
he
was dead.
But no, I don't know if you guys saw a trailer for it, but it's, like, about this kid that gets recruited into, like, the British, like, secret, like, service type of deal, and they're called Kingsmen, and they're, like, badass, like, British gentlemen that, like, fight crime and stuff. And it was actually really good. It was entertaining, I thought.
Nice. It's at the movies now?
Yeah, it's at the movies right now. Fuck, and Samuel L. Jackson plays, like, the villain in it, which he's kind of annoying, because, like, he has, like, a lisp in the movie, but it's actually pretty entertaining.
Wait,
though.
Samuel L. Jackson has a lisp?
Uh-huh.
So, is he like, phew, motherfucker, I don't know how a lisp sounds, but it's like...
Yeah, like, basically, like, his character is, like, supposed to be, like, this, like, genius rich guy that, like, he's this weird guy, like, wants to take over the world type of... It's, like, it's kind of a quirky, you know, it's, like, a comedy, action, you know, British movie, but, like, he has, like, a weird lisp in the movie, and I'm just like, why does they have to make him talk like this? But, like, it works for his character, I guess, so.
So, is he like, you motherfucker?
Yeah. You know how Samuel L. Jackson talks, like, he's always, like, screaming
spitting
and
all over
movies,
my microphone.
So. But he has a lisp added to his, you know, strong yelling voice.
A strong yelling lisp. Wow.
I'm trying to do a Samuel L. Jackson like imitation
with the lisp.
But I can't do it with the lisp. Yeah, I can't, you know, I want to do a whole fucking
Dave,
get
just
these motherfucking pieces yeah.
Right?
Off this motherfucking plane or whatever the fuck he said, but I can't do it with a lisp, you know.
Dave, just stick your tongue just like close your lips, but not
these
your mouth.
Fucking...
And
no,
there
I can't
you go.
No.
And stick your tongue out, and they'll be like,
Well, you should definitely watch it just to see that.
Oh,
it's
God,
good.
This
it's going to
be heartburn.
Definitely. I'll wait till it comes out to Blu-ray or something. I never go to the movies unless it's like a children's movie for my daughter, or if it's, you know, some amazing fucking, you know, blockbuster thing that I really want to see, or a horror movie. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been to the movies in a minute either. I just ended up going to see that. So, and it was good. So,
you got more, right? Tell me you got more, because I got a shitload. I don't want to dominate this.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I've always watched movies at home. That was just that one. I just ended up going to movies to see. But I actually finished up watching The Guest, which. I didn't really like it. I think I was expecting something else from it. Have you guys heard about that one?
Heard about it, haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
It's about like this soldier that comes to this family's house because he knows their son that died in the war, and he's just like ends up being like crazy. Like I don't know. I was reading like the synopsis about it, and it sounded like it was like the sci-fi type of like he's like the type of Terminator type of deal. Like something's wrong with him, but the movie's not even like that. So disappointed.
You know, it made a lot of lists too. A lot of people put it on there. Like even though it's not a horror movie,
really a horror movie. That's why I thought it was going to be like some type of like horror sci-fi type of deal. I mean, it has action in it and stuff, but it's not horror at all. Like it's not at all. And then when you find out towards the end, like how he really is or whatever, but like it's not even. I wouldn't even put it in sci-fi either. So.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, so I don't get why everyone's like, oh. Well, it's even on those lists, because that's why I added it on Netflix, because I kept reading about it. But
yeah, people were digging it, and I think it's from the director or something else that was like a horror movie. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that guy that is that the one that from Adam Wingard, the guy that did You're Next? Was this his follow-up?
Oh, I don't know. Like,
okay,
I have no idea who the director is, but
damn it.
That's
And that's another thing. You're Next, like, everyone was raving about that, which it was okay. But, like, towards the end for You're Next, I was like, is this fucking Home Alone? Like, every time she was setting those fucking booby traps, I was like, I didn't know if I was watching Home Alone, because it just reminded me of that.
Oh, fuck. Well, I was right. It was the guy that did Home Alone, yeah. It was the guy that did Your Next.
No, you can't beat fucking Home Alone. Come on.
Right? Yeah.
The Wet Bandits.
Oh,
the
yes.
The Wet Bandits and the fucking, what was the other one that they were?
The Sticky Bandits.
The Sticky Bandits.
The Banana Bandits, too. Have you heard about those guys?
No.
Well, Matt and I did a little fucking, an act, a little skit on Banana Leisure when we reenacted the lines from that movie, when they're in the car, when they're in the truck, and he goes, you did it again, didn't you? And of course, I played Pesci. He's like, what? And I go, he goes, you did it. Anyway, he goes, yeah. He goes, Dave, we're the Banana Bandits. So anyway, that's an ongoing joke on Banana Leisure, the Banana Bandits. So,
yeah.
I
you
couldn't
can't
let it
beat
slide.
That.
It was fun.
So, Your Next was kind of like an for me too, but a lot of people really like that movie as well, so I don't know.
I like it. Didn't think it was groundbreaking, but I enjoyed it. You know, fucking good gore. You know, it
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
And that was a kick-ass chick. We'll be getting to that later, but that is a fucking kick-ass chick in a mm-hmm. woman porn. Holy fuck. That,
mm-hmm.
She was great, man. She was like the female Rambo.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I just expected it to be something else, too, I guess. So.
Yeah. Like a home invasion. Like a regular type of home invasion thing.
Yeah, that was going to be more of like a slasher type of deal. Like, right. The killer in the family type of thing, but whatever.
You know
so
what?
So that's
movie?
What I watched.
No. Oh, Jesus. Well, I mean, you know what I saw that was actually pretty decent? On this past Monday, I went and I saw Lazarus Effect with
oh, yeah?
Olivia Wilde is in it, and Donald Glover, who used to be on Community, and he's some rapper now too, I believe. It feels kind of like a Pet Sematary because it's like people die. Well, they did it with animals first, where they die and then they bring them back to life. So it's like a Pet Sematary, Flatliners. Stuff like
okay.
that, but it does not involve, like, an ancient Indian burial ground, so. So, between...
Okay.
That was decent, I like that. I thought that was good, I watched that. I watched the abominable Dr. Fibes, the Vincent Price movie from 71. That
wow.
was...
Classic.
Yeah, that was interesting. And then a non-horror, but I gotta mention it because it was really, really good. That movie, Whiplash, with J.K. Simmons and Miles
yeah,
Teller.
Oh, yeah, that was nominated for an Oscar. Was it good?
Yes. Oh, my God. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. He's a fucking nut job is what that guy is.
He won the Oscar, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But he's a...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He just... Wow. You want to talk about somebody that can leave disturbing messages. That guy... That guy. Yeah.
No shit.
You weren't believing the one. No.
Yeah, no, that was really, really good. I'll have to set you guys up with that one because that was enjoyable.
Never heard of it, but I'll check it out now.
Yeah, it's really good. It's about this kid who's like a jazz drummer and he's in like this music type academy and he gets into this, I guess like this instructor sees him in like the normal jazz band like practice room. And, like, he brings him into, like, this jazz band that competes in these competitions and shit. And basically, he just, I mean, he intimidates the hell out of these kids that are in this group. It's just, it's so, wow.
So it's like a thriller type thing?
No, I couldn't call it a thriller. I don't even know what the fuck you would call it. I mean, they probably call it a drama, but I don't know. But it was just really, really... It was really good. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be, so... And, you know, for me, who doesn't watch anything hardly. So, you know. But that was me, so...
Shit.
Dave, you had a... ton of shit you said.
Holy fuck, I'm back to my old way. Luckily, though, a lot of it has been a television show.
Oh, yeah,
so,
we know that.
Yeah, a lot of it's been a show. So, I mean, that's probably consumed about 30 hours of my viewing because I've been laying around since Thursday because I had an operation. So I've been chilling on the couch and relaxing and, you know, what have you. So I finally took it upon myself after talking for months and months about it. I finally started to watch Sons of Anarchy. And yeah, it surprised the hell out of me and I really fucking love it. It's if anyone hasn't seen it, if you're a fan of like The Sopranos, you should watch this because I started it on like Thursday and I'm already halfway through season 4. Today's fucking
okay.
Thursday.
Wait.
So,
damn.
I'm flying. Dude.
Wait. And how far is Alex in The Sopranos now?
Oh, I think he's like 9 episodes in.
All right, pick it up, buddy. Pick it up.
I know, but, you know, in his defense, you know, I've had 2 days where I watched fucking 10 hours straight of it because I'm home on the couch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's working, he's doing regular life, and he's only watching it with his fiance in the evening for like an hour or two episodes maybe. So me... I'm hammering it out by myself just watching this shit. And I'm like, well, now, here's the good thing. I didn't think my wife would be into it. because I had a misinterpretation of what it was. And now that I'm into it, I'm like, you know, I'm going to be able to watch it a second time because my wife will appreciate it. So I can watch it with her. So I'll watch it. So if you have any misconceptions on what this show is, if you're a fan of The Sopranos and Breaking Bad and shit like that, believe me, it's fucking, it's all that. It's a really good show. Very well written, great characters. And I won't blow it too much, but it's, have you seen it, Casey?
No, I mean, like I said, that's what everyone's always saying. Like, I tried to get into it. Like I said, like, I watched, like, the first episode, like, a while ago, and I was like, eh, I don't know, and I just didn't really get into it. But I might give it another chance. Like, I'm still watching Dexter at the moment. I'm almost at season 5. So, like, once I finish Dexter, maybe I'll give it a second try, because it is really popular. Everyone's always raving about it. So I want to see what it's all about. So.
It's fucking cool. And Dexter, I'm going to get on Dexter soon. Because there's so many things on Sons that reminds me of Sopranos, and because I'm talking about Sopranos with Alex a lot, I'm really getting a yearning to watch Sopranos. So now I'm going to fly through Sons. When I'm done with Sons, I'm going to watch Sopranos for the fucking fifth time. I'm
Holy
gonna
watch shit.
Damn, you really like The Sopranos. I mean, it was
better. I love it. I love The Sopranos. I can watch it again and again. So I'm going to give it one more run, watch it a fifth time. Then maybe I'll start Dexter. So now.
Yeah, you should. Dexter's fucking good. So.
Yeah, I will. I'll get on. I've heard mixed things. Some people say the first two seasons were really great, then it kind of fell off. But you know what? I'll make up, you know. I'll decide for myself what I think about it instead of listening. You know, only way to go. Now, I got to watch movies again. One of them we were discussing online last week, it was Eden Lake. So I said, I have to watch this movie. Because, remember, we were talking about it in the crew page.
Yes.
So, and I watched Eden Lake.
What'd you think about it?
I liked it. I was fine with it. It's not, you know, earth-shattering. It's It's a good. I have no problem with some of the problems that some people had with it. That didn't bother me. It seemed, for the most part, plausible. I thought at the end, I kind of was able to telegraph what was happening at the very end, where to most people it would have been kind of a twist or a swerve. It wasn't to me, because I've seen too many movies now, and I'm like, wow, I'm completely anticipating this happening to this woman. And you know, I was right about that, so that's okay. It's not a letdown, but I don't like when I can call it. I'd rather be swerved, you know, where I'm like, oh, that wasn't coming. Like, speak back to Sons. Sons has swerved me a couple times, and in a really good way. I'm like, holy fuck, I didn't think that was going to happen. So when that happens, that elevates a movie for me, or a show, or, you know. But, yeah, I liked it. I don't know. I think I'd watch it again. It's not something that I'm raving about. But if I'm going to grade it, I would say... on our system, I give it like a 7 out of 10, you know?
Yeah.
So, not bad. And then I watched a couple classics with my friend came over this weekend, and we always watch our 80s classics. So I bought some Blu-rays, and I watched Stage Fright, the original, for the first time in fucking like 20 years. And it is good. It's a good movie. It's kind of giallo-like. It's interesting. There's some good kills. It's not, you know, I think it's a good movie. I don't think it's, like, amazing or anything, but it's good. I'm an 80s slasher fan, and it's one of those, and I liked it. So, I don't know. Check it out.
I got that Blu-ray. I got to watch it.
It's good. It's good, and it looks good on blue, too.
Does it? Yes. Well, Blue Underground usually always does good with that stuff, so.
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, it's quality. It looks good. It sounds good, and, it, you know... It's, I would have to say that I still like the new one. You know how they remade Stage Fright this past year with the musical?
Never saw it. Not the remake, but...
Yeah, the remake. The remake's okay, too. I enjoyed it. I think I put it in my top 20. I'm not even sure, but it was good. I mean, I guess I wouldn't... If I had to pick, I would pick this one. But, you know, it was pretty good. If you're a fan of, like, giallo movies, like Argento shit and stuff like that... That helps, because it kind of has that... It was directed by an Italian, so it's done that style. So, but it's good. It's pretty good. And then I watched one more, and this is the movie I've watched a bunch of times. I finally got the blue, and I watched The Prowler.
Yes. Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about the Prowler. The thought crossed my mind last time I watched it, and this time it's definitely, I've made it official. Let me preface by saying, I don't think anyone loves 80s slashers more than I do.
Right.
It's my favorite fucking shit. I love them. I've seen them. I grew up with them. I'm a big, big fan of them from VHS to Blu-ray. I've seen every one you almost can. You know, I even went on a mission last year to try to watch them all, like, alphabetically in order. Anyone that I hadn't seen, I tried to search it out and watch it. Oh, no. So, I'm a big fan of these movies. Well, I gotta say that The Prowler is the only thing that's great about The Prowler is Savini's work. Is his gore in the kills.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great, and I love fucking Tom Savini. But the movie as a whole, I gotta say, there is way too much downtime in this movie.
Like it's like a slow burn, you're saying?
Not that it's a slow burn, even. I'm okay with a slow burn with a payoff, but in the middle of the movie, they're walking around this guy's house, Major Chatham! Major Chatham! For like 20 minutes, I don't even know fucking why. How it's even imperative to the plot. Just... They drop the ball. Nothing goes on. Like, it's a great setup. A typical 80s slasher. Great beginning. The girl gets killed. Somebody's off at war. The whole thing. Then they flash forward to the future. And they're at the... They have a dance to work with. So they could have gone the My Bloody Valentine route. They're having a party. Or the prom night thing. But they didn't. They have all these teenagers at a dance. And they opted to go with some fucking... A group of like four or five friends. And we know very little about their characters. And we don't care about anything. We don't know why they're always looking for this Major Chatham guy. And they never fully explain why the killer, when he's exposed, why he was the killer. It's just not executed well.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say it, because I love those kind of movies. And a lot of people put The Prowler on a pedestal. But I will watch it again and again. But it's Savini's gore that really saves it. Because it's, I think he's even said himself, it's his favorite... He thinks it's his best work. So, yeah, it's right up there. So, you guys, well, I know you've seen it. Have you seen it, Casey?
No, I have not.
Oh.
So just because you said Tom Savini, maybe I'll check it out.
Don't worry.
That's the magic
one.
Right, yeah. You will. You have it on Blue Light or no?
I certainly do.
Okay.
Right. Oh, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
So, now, to close my things, I continued to watch a bunch of those documentaries I talked about last time. And I watched the More Brains documentary about Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah, I like that one.
Which was really cool. Yes, I watched the one for The Thing, The Fog. I watched My Bloody Valentine, Child's Play, The Exorcist, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Halloween 6.
Damn, you did watch a bunch of shit.
Yeah, yes. But those weren't all the movies, Casey. Those were just the documentaries.
Yeah, but that's still a lot of watching.
But still. Oh, yeah. Yes, it was.
Yeah. So.
But it's fun. I mean, it's a kick I'm on. And I just want to say one thing before we end the segment about this. Halloween 6, Mike.
Yes.
I have been waiting for this fucking recording session since I watched the special features.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why...
Okay, hold on.
I was
preparing myself. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
I was watching.
Yeah, like, is he going to cry or not?
No, he's not going to cry. It's not that. It is this, though. It's. Mm-hmm. I watched them all. I watched everyone. And I'll tell you why. I'll give them props. Because if they did all that for 6, I want to see what they did for all the other ones, too. Because, I mean, there was like 6 or 7 mini featurettes on 6.
Right. Oh. Disc 15 that has the extended edition of 1.
Mm-hmm.
And that is loaded with shit. And the H2O disc has like an hour-long documentary, you know, in and of itself, along with the new commentary by Steve Miner and
nice.
Curtis.
Well, I'll get on
that. I think
next.
Is on your DVD too, Casey, that commentary with Jamie Lee Curtis and Steve Miner where I heard they're like kissing each other's ass for the whole time. But,
well, I'll tell you. Interesting. I might save those ones for October. This is one more Halloween thing I can watch. Or I just might break down and watch it because I'm on the documentary kick now. But As I was saying, there's a whole bunch of featurettes on this Halloween 6. Yes. And it's really cool. Boy, it's informative. And they even have like half an hour of just like behind the scenes footage of just them just like filming the movie. Like yes. They're showing the dinner scene. So I know it's got to be a wet dream for you.
Oh, I love it. Oh, believe me, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. I mean, and I'm happy for you they put that out. It's really cool. Now, what I want to address is your girl and the little featurette called Jamie's Story. Tale. Jamie's Story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm watching this thing.
Yes.
And I know how you feel about her.
Yeah.
Miss Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how you feel about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, after all, as I'm watching this, she makes some statements. And I'm thinking, where is Mike going to fall? What side of the fence is he going to fall on with this? And maybe you know where I'm going with it. But when she was going to take the part for this movie.
Yep.
There was a little bit of friction in the beginning for some other reasons. And long story short, they finally had a sit down with her. And there was consideration for her playing the part of Jamie Lloyd in Halloween 6.
Right.
So Daniel Harris met with these people. And these are her words. I should have. There was no way for me to get the soundbite. Maybe another time. Mm-hmm. But she says this. She says, okay, we were talking about the script. And I start thinking to myself, these people don't know Halloween. Then she says, I don't get it. I'm confused. And then she goes, she's like, what? I'm pregnant with my uncle's baby, she says. So Danielle Harris does not like the plot of Halloween 6.
Yes.
What do you think about this, Mr. Michael J?
I love Danielle Harris. I will say this until the day I die, yes. But unfortunately, she just does not understand Halloween herself. So my thing is, she just,
you can forever defend this movie. I mean, like, it is, I'll give you, it is better than 5. Like,
yep,
was that
and
whole
four.
Fucking I just got thrown away with the whole Thorn situation. I was like, this, they definitely don't know what the fuck Halloween is. Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
But the thing is, he did, well, what she doesn't understand is that Dan Ferrans, who I've had the opportunity to talk to on at least 2 different occasions, and he knows that I am in, like, he referred to me at one point as the Uber Halloween 6 fan. but the whole thing is, he went and he did research on the whole Samhain and, you know, the roots of the holiday and the Celtic things. And, you know, he created the Thorn thing based on all that research. So I have to give him credit for that. The fact that Danielle Harris just does not understand that because, you know, in her little mind, she just wanted the Jamie Lloyd character to continue and evolve as it had in 4 and 5. 6 would have undoubtedly been a different movie if they would have kept Jamie, you know, the sweet little innocent little girl, you know, that she was. I mean, they added a nice little twist to it. And plus, you know, I created a character named Thorn years before that. So, you know, that strikes a chord with me. So,
so but she sides with Halloween 6.
Yeah, yeah, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Yep.
Well, how about this? I actually like 6 better than 4 and 5 myself. You know, mm-hmm. I said that on the shows and what have you. That's fine. When she says, I'm pregnant with my uncle's baby, mm-hmm. ? You know,
yes.
Here's what I don't understand about it. Maybe you can enlighten me.
Yeah.
So she's pregnant with her uncle's baby, which to me, that took it a step too far. Just my opinion.
Right.
Now, here's what I don't get. Why does he want the baby? Does he want to kill the... Does he want to kill... So he wants to knock her up and then kill the baby? What sense does that make?
Here's my thing. I don't
they
think...
They didn't explain that. They didn't explain that.
Right. I thought maybe Mike knew something I didn't, because that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, no, my whole thing is, I think that they set up the pregnancy. I don't think that Myers knew what the fuck he was doing. I think that they just were like, okay, they laid her there, and then, you know, they're like, Uncle Michael, please don't hurt me. Like, I think that that meant that they were going to, like, get in and do the deed, and she didn't want him... Because obviously she was a virgin before this, so he was going to break the hymen and, you know, basically deflower her, so to speak. So she was afraid that his, like, maniac cock would, like, destroy her.
Maniac cock, not maniac cop. Maniac yes, cop.
But the thing is, Michael, but if you think about it, Michael's probably a virgin, too. Like, he was a killer since he was a kid. Like, there's no way he's, like, out there getting sex, too. So he doesn't know what the fuck that is. Like,
right. So that's,
I think Loomis might have fucked him at one point, but that's another story.
I'm going to disregard that, but okay. Yeah, you're right. He probably is a virgin too. So that's what I'm saying. He doesn't know what he's doing. You know, he feels like the goo and might see the goo. Well, no, he doesn't see the goo. He probably just feels the goo.
And then, the goo, he calls it.
Yeah, that,
the goo. Like,
the goo, yes. That's, I said that to an ex before, and she was like, do you really have to call it that? And I said, yes, I do. I'm like, have you seen it? It's goo. It's exactly goo. he feels the goo shooting out, and he's like, I don't know what this is. And then, you know, but he doesn't know that, like, it's going to create a child.
It's
it's
the power of the goo.
The power of the goo, especially Meyer's goo. It's probably like in...
God, it's been built up for years. The rage and everything else.
I know. It's full of that rage.
Wow.
Rage filled
like
goo.
A fucking champ. Mike, do you think he took off his mask when he fucked her?
No.
So he left the mask.
Because
he didn't eat her pussy, so he really couldn't get her all that wet.
Well, I guarantee you, she probably didn't even come.
No, yeah, but you hell no. It just fucking hurts her fucking uncle, first of all.
Right.
She's being raped by her uncle. Second, like, yeah, there's no way there's any coming involved in this situation.
Well, I like to think somebody
exactly
got her.
Exactly what happened.
I think somebody got her wet and it wasn't a straight up rape. I like to think that for the sake of the character,
I'll tell you what,
maybe
happened.
The man in black did it. Maybe Dr. Wynn ate her out or something.
No, one of the members of the Thorn cult got the liquid sex lubricant and just lubricated her all up. So then he was ready to just slide right in. He was the two pump chump and then he was done.
Well, I guess we'll never know because Seven completely... Well, Seven's H2O, right?
Yes.
If I'm mistaken. Yeah, so they completely, you know, disregarded the last three movies
piece of shit.
For that, so. So, I guess we'll never know what happened to Jamie.
I like to think that in Rob Zombie's Halloween, that the character Daniel Harris plays, even though it's supposed to be Annie, I like to think that that's really Jamie Lloyd, and she grew up just to become a slut. So by the time Michael banged her, she was already fucking the guys and everything else. It wasn't such a big deal for her. That's what I like to think. That Jamie Lloyd just became a slut.
So you're saying maybe... Okay, so maybe in Halloween 6, she didn't really die. And that her death was perpetrated so she could go in hiding away from Michael. So
yes.
Then she went into hiding and became Annie.
A conspiracy by Loomis.
Right.
Yes.
So then Michael... Right, so then Michael found her years later, and then that's how this all went down.
And that makes Rob Zombie's Halloween a much better film, because it would make sense that he would come after her. Fuck, who cares about sorry-ass Laurie in that movie?
I know, I don't give a shit about her. Fuck Scott Compton.
There you go, I agree, fuck her. So maybe that was it. We're really getting into the Halloween series.
Well...
You started, Dave. We got a whole show we have to do.
Yes.
Casey, how could I not? Yeah. If you would have watched that documentary and saw Dan sitting on Halloween 6, how could you not bring that up to
Well, see, it always comes back to Halloween on the Morbidly Made.
It always comes back.
You're right.
To fucking Halloween 6. Well, fuck that movie. I'm leaving that on your voice message tonight.
Nice.
You know what, Casey, do that. Just do me a favor. Do it angry. Don't do it. Right. Like, you know, you just said fuck that movie. There was still a hint of joy in your voice when you said that.
Because I have joy saying that.
I have to get to the point where you're like, fuck that movie and fuck you, you little piece of shit. That's what I want. See, we're getting to that, Casey. We're getting to that. But on that note, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back to talk about some women in horror.
your head not right? Did you heed my warning? This is the time of times, and your head feels like your body. Your mind is close behind. There's a tear.
And now it's time for a Jacket Audio Minute.
Hey everybody, it's Lou the Cat, and you're listening to Joey T.
Prince Ali, Fabulous He, Ali Ababa,
and T-Mac.
Ugh. Is there a way to put it in your mouth better?
And this is Jacket Audio.
On that note, should we do this week's beer?
Yeah, sure. Sure. I'll play the commercial for people to... is that what we're going to jump into right now?
Yeah, let's do that first.
Okay.
G'day. In about 30 seconds, I'm going to be enjoying this famous Foster's. Try it next time you're having a beer. Of course, you can't actually drink in commercials. That's fair enough. This is one taste that's worth waiting for. How long to go, mate?
5 seconds, pal.
4, 3, 2, fade to black.
Foster's. It's Australian for beer, mate.
Nice. Good choice.
Who is that dude again? Buckaroo Banzai? No. I can't remember.
Crocodile Dundee.
That's right. I knew it was a Buckaroo Banzai. That was a film from 84. That might have been on my mind. All right, Joey, crack the Foster's Australian for beer. Let's mic it up. That was a good one, Joey. You almost have it down as Lando. That's an oil can. That's what they refer to it as, right? You've got the Lando down.
I'm going to give this to my friends. What was the line now?
You're going to make me pull it out now. All right.
Pull it out, Tony.
Oh, yes, I'm going to get some. I got some. It's right here in my hand. Oh, and there it is.
You're going to want to share it with your friends.
Where the hell is it?
I forget what it
friggin' Lando.
Be sure to catch Jacket Audio at www.jacketaudio.com. It used to be weekly, but now it's whenever the hell they feel like it. That's www.jacketaudio.com.
Wrapping up Women in 4 months because I'm tired of talking about fucking Thorne and Michael Myers' virginity fucking gamey. So, yeah, let's talk about the women.
Yeah,
that was a pretty. I mean, yeah, that we veered off. We veered off.
Yeah, we always.
It was enjoyable. I liked it.
It happens. Yeah, it's all right.
So yeah, we have the top 20 female horror leads right now. Wow. So do we agree or disagree with this list? I mean, there's 20 of them. Number 20, it says, is Mary Henry from Carnival of Souls, 1962. I have not seen Carnival of Souls. I've
Me
heard
neither,
of it.
Me neither, but that's always, yeah, it's always on the list for horror movies. I just haven't gotten around to it.
It's okay. It's nothing special, I don't think, Carnival of Souls. She may have done a good job. I don't recall. Like, when I think of my top 20,
yeah.
She's not on there. You know no. what I mean? But what do I know? I don't want to shit on her. It might have been a great performance. It just, I saw the movie one time, and I don't remember the female lead being anything tremendous.
I mean, this picture that comes with her is like, she looks like a poor imitation. I can't say imitation because Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you know, came after that in 74. But she looks like, she looks like she's out of fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre just looking at her here. Like, she looks like she's running from Leatherface or, you know.
You know what she looks like in that picture? The fucking... Remember when they had the remake and they found that first girl that ended up blowing her head off in the back of the van?
Yeah, the hitchhiker.
That's the look she kind of has.
Yeah, like she's like all like disoriented. Like, you know, she was getting ready to take a, you know, a load of goo or something.
Goo. She looks like kind of like the chick at the end of like Frontiers, or not Frontiers. What's that fucking? Yeah, it was Frontiers when she's walking and when the chick comes out of the ground at the end of House of a Thousand Corpses. She has that disoriented look, like she just survived the nightmare. So you know what? I might even take it back. I like just on that picture alone. I kind of like that. She sold it.
Well, and then number 19, and I think that this should have been higher. Marion Crane from Psycho, Janet Leigh herself, was 19. How the hell is she not higher? Like, is this top 20, like, are they going in order, or are they...
I think they're going in order.
In their opinion, they're going in order.
If Jamie Lee Curtis is higher, we're going to have a problem, but okay.
Of course she's going to be higher, but I mean...
Yeah, but without Janet Leigh, we wouldn't have Jamie Lee Curtis.
True, but like then again, maybe they're going off of because she's not in the movie like for that long. Because maybe, but like she should be hired because it was such a shocker that he killed off the main character like that. So I don't know.
I think because she didn't last long enough in the movie, she was only in there 45 minutes. Yeah. I think that's why they. Yeah, but it shouldn't take away, right? It shouldn't take away. She should be higher up just because of Psycho and what it represents and, you know, historically. I think she should be higher, Marion Crane. Or are we going by the title? I guess we are. Marion
Crane. Yeah, Janet Leigh. Well, yeah, Marion Crane. Yeah.
The character, I should say. Yeah. And I have no problem with that. She should be on the list. Exactly where? I don't know.
And then number 18, Mandy Lane from All the Boys Love Mandy Lane from 2006.
I didn't like that movie. I don't even know why she's on that list.
She should be 20. No, she should be 21. Right? Well, then she'd be off the list.
Why is she higher than fucking Janet Leigh? Did you guys see that movie?
Stupid.
Yeah, it was stupid. Yeah,
the movie was okay. I'm not even saying the movie was stupid. The movie was okay. I'm okay with the way it ended, but there's no way a movie like that, in a role like that, that she should be 18. There's fucking, yes. I could think of 50 other roles from women that are better than her.
Yeah. Who wrote this fucking list?
I don't know. And the next one makes me even wonder that even more. Bridget Fitzgerald from Ginger Snaps. Who was not Catherine Isabel, but the other one, Emily Perkins or Perkins?
Yeah,
I think it's Perkins. Yeah, she was just a fucking. I mean, you know, she was like quiet and very shy and very timid. I guess it was, but still, she delivered. But
I love fucking Ginger Snaps though. But like, yeah, she made a good lead because that's her character. But then again, I don't know who's writing this list because she shouldn't be like. It should be Catherine Isabel.
Well, they have mental.
Well, do they have Catherine Isabel on there?
I didn't get there yet. But we'll...
Okay.
16 is Angela from Sleepaway Camp, Felissa Rose.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, she's low enough, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me? She's fucking alone. She's a top 10 villain, in my opinion.
No
so,
fucking way.
In the history of horror, you don't think that she constitutes as a top 10 fucking... She had a franchise. She had three movies.
Yeah, but no, but yeah, but it's not the same.
Different
because,
Angela.
Yeah, in the first one, she was a boy, technically, dressed as a girl. And then the second and third, she was, you know, the transsexual or transvestite, whatever the fuck you call it. But still.
Mm-hmm. It's the same character. Who
cares? And I liked,
Pamela
the other
Springsteen.
One yeah, I liked her as Angela better.
But we're talking about the character Angela. Just because it says Angela, Sleepaway Camp 1983 and caps next to it, doesn't mean that it's just fucking, they're only talking about that movie. I mean, it's a franchise, and if different people played her, fine. But I think as far as horror villains go, if you're sitting down making a list of females that are horror villains, I can't see not having her there.
She's like, I could just picture her. Like, I forget how the fuck she sounded in that movie, but she just sounded so shy and so, like, I just... And then she had a dick, and it's just... No.
And she had a dick. It made all the difference to you.
Now, number 15 should not be on this list, and that's Laurie Strode, Scout Taylor Compton from Halloween 2007, Rob Zombie's
film.
What
the fuck?
Why is she on there? Why?
Stupid. Because this must have been done by people that are...
That don't watch horror movies.
Mental deficiencies all around. I want to see. You
watch
know what?
New horror movies.
They're retarded. I'm sorry. They are retarded.
Let's grab this list. Let's just jump to the top five.
Let's see.
Well, who knows? Great ones might be at number 13.
Stevie Wayne from The Fog. Adrian Barbeau is the top. Is number 14 in the top leads. I think, she should be male.
Nah, she shouldn't. She's fine, but she doesn't. It's nothing fucking. It doesn't stand out to me.
Ashley Lawrence, Kirstie Cotton from Hellraiser 87.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, you don't like that, Casey?
That's 13.
No, I love Hellraiser, but like for the top spot lead.
Well, no, she's 13, so that's
still.
Oh,
she's 13. Okay, yeah, so we're doing top five. Okay, you confused me.
12.
Oh, yeah, no, he just kept going because you never know.
Well,
I mean,
12 is Sidney Prescott, I think. 12 is Prescott, Sidney Prescott, and Neve Campbell. I think that could work. I don't know.
You know what? Okay. Yeah. She belongs in the top 20 just because she spawned a franchise and she was in every fucking movie.
Now, number 11. Mm-hmm. Number 11 pisses me off because it should be. This should be in the top 5.
I agree.
Sally Hardesty, Marilyn Burns from Texas Chainsaw 74. Why are you number 11? You should be in the top 5.
I agree.
Retarded people, I'm sorry.
I agree. It's too far down. Right.
Danielle Harris is Jamie Lloyd. They're saying Halloween 4. I know, Dave, you don't like it. Casey probably doesn't like it either.
I'm sorry.
I think she should be a little higher myself.
Of course you do.
But I will forgive them for this oversight.
I hate fucking kids in slasher movies. I'm sorry. Children do not belong in fucking leading roles in slasher movies. They ruin them. I don't want any fucking buddy under the age of 16 in my slasher movie. That's just me. They don't belong there. I want to see fucking red shirts, fucking teenagers getting whacked one by one. And that's all I want to see in a slasher movie. I don't want to see adults because that's too safe. I want kids stranded alone in dire situations.
Braless teenagers. Bring them on.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Even in Halloween 1, you had Tommy Doyle and you had fucking...
Brian Andrews.
Lindsay Wallace.
Yeah.
But they played a very small role. They weren't, like, given a bunch of lines like Jamie was. I just don't like it. I'm sorry.
You know what? And I have to address... numbers 9 and 8 together because okay,
one ripped the other off, right?
Exactly. And number 8, although I love Friday 7, She should not be in the top eight. She should not be. No. 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 No.
There's many other girls from the Friday franchise that should be above her.
And mm-hmm. and retard who wrote this list, or idiot, or whatever the fuck you want to call yourself, why do you put the Carrie on the list before the fucking person that ripped her off? Like, you put the person that ripped her off higher than the original. You put the imitator higher than the original. That's retarded. What is your problem?
Stupid. Yeah. Carrie's an American classic, and fucking Sissy Spacek's performance is the stuff of legend. It's fucking awesome in the annals of horror.
Yep.
Mike, let's just be happy that number 9 Carrie White wasn't Chloe Grace Moretz from the fucking new one.
Right.
How about that? The way this list is going, it wouldn't have surprised me.
Plug
it's
it
movie up. MoviePilot.com.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
Movie.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
Plug it up.
Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, how do they have fucking the ripoff Carrie higher than Carrie? Tina Shepherd 8 and Carrie 9? These people are fucking...
And
oh, and look what's next.
Number
talking about it.
7.
Casey loves this.
Number 7? Erin from Your Next, are you serious?
What the fuck?
What?
Damn.
What? She's higher than fucking Janet Leigh from Psycho. Let's just put it that. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, who wrote this? Can you see who wrote this? I'm going to write them a letter.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you right now. MoviePilot.com.
Yeah, but who on MoviePilot? I want to...
Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa Thomas. She's a horror blogger for Living Dead magazine.
I'll be like, you are a retarded individual. You are retarded. Melissa,
why?
I'm writing her letter.
How do we not have fucking a job where we can write
right?
this?
Like, how do you get these jobs? That's what I want to know. I think they just Google horror movies and then decide, like, which ones they like and then put an article together, because that does not make any fucking sense.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
I think Movie Pilot, though, anybody can write on it. Because you can join as a creator and just do your own blog. So this is just some chick, and it just kind of came up while I won't hide. Well, I was doing the research. I typed in fucking movie. I won't even let you guys take the blame.
It popped up. You know what I do? I do want to address that real quick, Dave. Dave, you do bring the professionalism to the Morbidly Made, because I myself do not do the research. Dave is a brilliant individual by himself doing that research. I appreciate that, sir, and thank you very much, even though this list is subpar because the retard that wrote it, but that's the only issue. It's not you doing
no,
it's
I
the
do
re-
like Sorry. The list of Dave's list, so it's very good.
Yeah.
But at least this is entertaining because it's bad.
Oh, it's so bad.
So either way, the list will be entertaining. They'll either be spot on and we'll have a good discussion, or we'll shit on the list like we're shitting on this one.
Yes. Number 6 is Irina from The Cat People, 1942. It's classic, so I guess...
I'm okay with it, but not this high.
Yeah. That should be lower. Number 5 is Alice Hardy from Friday the 13th, Adrienne King. A little bit of a whiner in the film. I did enjoy her very much, but she did whine a little bit too much. She should have gotten decapitated instead of Mrs. Voorhees. That's my thought.
Strong words. Yeah, but then she couldn't have said, but he's still there.
Still there. Still there. Still there. Whack. Fucking sever your fucking spinal cord.
She was essential. She was a surviving woman in one of the greatest slashers of all time that kicked off one of the greatest franchises of all time.
Yeah.
I have no problem with this.
I do love number 4 is Pamela Voorhees, and I love the shot they have of Betsy Palmer. She just looks so deranged.
Killer mommy, killer.
I still remember when I was a child and I saw Friday the 13th part 1, I couldn't look at her face because she scared me so much as a child.
She was a dream.
Yes, she definitely was. Now,
she belongs here. Number 4, I'm fine with it.
Number 3,
oh, you gotta give the devil her due. I mean, come on.
Should be higher, though. I mean, she should be lower. She shouldn't be this high. It's too high. It's too
hard. Come on. Where are you going to put her, Mike?
It's too
you
think high. She should be number 19 and Janet Leigh should be number 3.
You can't do that. Halloween's like one of the most famous horror movies ever. She's right. One of the most famous scream queens ever.
Right.
She has to be where she is.
But here's the thing. If Janet Leigh didn't have Psycho, she couldn't have been as famous as she you know, would have become, probably. So maybe, you know, she would have never met Tony Curtis. They would have never fucked. And then they would have never had, you know, the child.
Well, like, we're not talking about fucking Thorne. You know? Who fucked her? Let's just talk about Michael Myers while we're at it.
No, we're not going. We already did that. We had our 20 minutes of Michael Myers.
Yes.
I'm just trying to prove a point so Mike sees what I'm saying, though. We could talk about that too, hypothetically. But
we could.
Yeah, fuck.
We could. I mean, I get what you're saying. It's just, you know, she's just.
You don't like her, Mike. We know.
Well, no, I like her more now. I just had a problem with her back at the time that H2O came out. Nancy Thompson, Heather Langenkamp is number 2. For that, at least it's not Rooney Mara from the remake, who I do enjoy her as a person. I just think she sucked in the Nightmare remake. But Heather Langenkamp, she should be a little lower, but number 2, I guess we can take.
She can be in the top 20 for the movie she represents, and because she reprised her role, and I respect it, she isn't that great of an actress.
Reprised her role twice, don't forget that.
I know. She isn't that great. I have no problem with her, but she should definitely not be ahead of fucking Laurie Strode and fucking Pamela Voorhees and Alice Hardy.
Yeah, it's funny. Okay. It's funny looking at her picture here. Like, she just looks like she's sitting there like what? What the fuck did you say?
She's like, what? I'm on this list?
Yeah. It's like, what? You're going to punch me in the face now? What? That's like, seriously. All right.
And who's
like.
Number one? Number one, according to Alyssa Thomas, or whoever this writer is.
Is Regan McNeil, Linda Blair from The Exorcist.
Oh, how cliche.
Oh, God. You know what?
I mean, yeah, she deserves to be in the top 5 because, yes, that's the classic. But, like, this freaking Lissa, she obviously Googled a bunch of this shit and just put it together. There's no way this Lissa makes any sense.
I want somebody to... I want Regan McNeil or Linda Blair to get in front of that Melissa P., whatever the fuck her name is, and turn her head around and vomit. Pea soup all over her face. That's what I mean.
Right? This is what I mean.
I agree. But I have no problem with Regan where she is. I love The Exorcist. It's my favorite movie, that and The Shining, so I'm okay with it.
And then, wait, let's see. These horror women, these are killers, right? What the fuck?
Some of them are, and some of them are, like, you know, just like the leading ladies in horror, but... Can we talk about some of ours that we stuck out in our minds?
Yeah,
where the fuck is fucking Kathy? Where the fuck is Kathy Bates?
Yes.
Like, come on. Why isn't she on that fucking list? Because that movie always sticks out to me, like, every time for a fucking villain. Like, what the fuck?
I love the huge fight between her and James Caan, like, toward the end of the movie, where he's like, where he gets the paper and he's like on the... And he's like, eat it, you sick, twisted
fuck. Yeah, and she fucking hobbled him. She fucking hobbled him. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck?
Dude, she put his legs up on blocks, got a sledgehammer, and broke his fucking feet. That was brilliant.
Yeah, like a deranged fan. Yeah, she was great. And then also, we talked about Ginger Snaps. Why isn't fucking Catherine Isabelle in there? Like, you fucking definitely, like, you know, great lead for a werewolf movie. Like, what the fuck?
I agree with you.
I think this Melissa somebody is sexist. I think she only...
Sexist?
Yeah, she only likes certain women. That's her problem. Maybe she's a lesbian.
I don't know.
Well, if
she's
a lesbian, then Catherine Isabelle should be on there because, like, she was definitely sexy, like, sexy werewolf, you know, like...
She was not.
I don't know. Maybe she just feels that Emily Perkis is better. Like, maybe she feels Emily Perkis is a better lay or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. Like, the scissors, yes.
Oh, man. God,
yes.
I could go on and on about the girls in the Friday series that I really like. So it's the same. I like Ginny from Part 2. I think she should be there. No question about it. You know, and as far as killers, there's other killers.
I think Chris from 3 should be there over Jenny of 2.
I'm not a fan of Chris from 3. Not into 3. I'm okay with 3. I just don't put
you
it on the level.
You would have liked the alternate ending to 3 where Chris
gets
decapitated.
I
you would love it.
I know.
It,
I just like Ginny's performance better because of the whole fucking, just beginning to end, and the way she sedates Jason at the end with the mentals. I just dig that whole thing.
Yeah,
but
no,
I got
different.
There's one thing for me that no one's gonna fucking put her on there. But I gotta give her a props because I love her, and her name is Kayako, and she is the girl from the Ju-on series. That is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is a fucking scary chick, fucking ghost, fucking coming down, creaking her fucking neck. She can come up anytime you want. She has the power of supernatural. She can do any fucking thing she wants, and in that series, she does. I think she's fucking badass as can be.
And her name is
Kayako? Yeah,
Kayako, yep.
Kayako.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the ghost from the fucking ring, like, should be on the fucking list. Like, what the fuck is bullshit with? I mean, even this isn't even horror, but like fucking Glenn Close from Fatal Attraction.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck? Like, that's, she's fucking scary. I'm sorry, that's the man's worst nightmare. Like, fucking One Night Stand gone crazy. Like, that should be on the fucking list.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. You're right. No, that is, she is scary. She does play a great role in that movie.
She definitely
does. Boils a fucking bunny, like, oh god.
Yeah, oh man, yeah, she's fucking nuts. Wow, how about the chick from all of them, really, from the Last House, I Spit on Your Grave, those movies.
That's a good female lead.
Oh, I mean, and all of them did good. I even like the ones from the last one they did, the Part 2 they did that came out a couple years ago. She was very pretty and fucking badass. And, I mean, they took it to these dudes. These chicks got raped and abused, and they came back with creative fucking kills.
Mm-hmm. So.
I'm all for them. Shit.
Yeah, no, that is, you know, definitely. Definitely.
And Amanda from the Saw series is another personal favorite of mine, even though she's a fucking lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I like that series, and I like her in that role.
What about, but if I'm looking at this other list of top 20 killer women, and you've got, why would they put Laurie Metcalf from Scream 2 is number 20?
Fuck you.
Why do they, because first of all, she's not even in that suit half of the time. It's some guy, probably.
Yeah, and she's at the reveal at the end. Like, you don't even know she's a fucking killer, you know? Like, what the fuck?
Number 19 is Tiffany from Bride of Chucky. Yeah. Dave's blood is boiling over.
That has a soft spot in my heart, though. I like Child's Play.
Yeah. She's okay.
But,
how about, Ellen Page from Hard Candy.
Nice.
I could,
yeah.
Oh, she was great. Are you kidding me? And the way the shit she did to that guy and how she swerved him and then, oh, you know what? That's an underrated, it's an overlooked movie and I'm glad somebody put it on a list. So.
How about, Marie from High Tension is 17?
Fuck that movie.
I know, that's another one that, like, got a lot of hype. And everyone loved it, but like I wasn't feeling it. Like I was just like, it was another cliche. Oh, she's really crazy. She has split personality and blah blah blah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but the director Alexander Aja or whatever the fuck his name is went on to direct the classic Dimension film from 2010, Piranha.
Yeah.
Oh.
In Hell's Have Eyes.
Something for that.
Yes.
But I didn't really like High Tension.
He's done some movies. High Tension was fucking hyped for a while while it was still in France, and we couldn't see it. And I spent like fucking $30 to get the French version online, and I got it, and I was so into it. until the twist at the end.
Yeah. Why does they have to make her fucking crazy? Why couldn't it just been like fucking slasher?
What the fuck? Yes, it would have been awesome. Yes.
And then, what is it? Number 16 was Aaliyah from Queen of the Damned. Her real name is Aaliyah. She was some,
Queen Akasha.
Akasha, mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll say this, yes. One of the hottest.
I like that movie, though.
She's one of the hottest killers ever, but I don't really care for the movie or the role, but whatever. She looks good, at least.
How about Natasha Henstridge from Species? She was Eve. What was that her name?
Okay, Eve. Yeah.
That was 15. I
like that one.
That was a good one.
She was all right. She's pretty, but no.
Dracula's Daughter, somebody from 1936. Well, 14, I guess. Wait, that's a tie.
She played the role well in Dracula's Daughter. I'll give her that, actually.
And then you have somebody from Dracula, 1993. Oh, they made a mistake. They're talking about Dracula. It's 92, not 93, dumbass.
What? What Dracula?
Bram Stoker's from 1992, Keanu Reeves. And,
yeah, I love that one.
My screen's Bram cut Stoker's off. It's not telling me.
I never saw that movie.
You've never seen Bram Stoker from 1992?
You should watch it, dude.
I never had the
makeup and costumes in that movie is awesome.
I'll watch it, and I keep saying I'm gonna watch it. I really will. It just seemed too much of a love story for me, and just kind of.
Well, it's Dracula, so it's gonna be a love story, the costume makeup is really good.
Number 13 is Megan Fox from Jennifer's Body.
No,
I've never
saw it.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. I didn't have really any desire to see it.
Don't watch it.
Megan Fox just does not appeal to me in the least. She just seems like a.
She's okay.
No, she just seems like
she's a horrible actress. She's a horrible actress.
Yeah, she seems like a bimbo. You know, I'm sorry, I just can't deal with it.
Okay, so you're not really liking Megan Fox.
I'm getting Casey right angry. It sounds let's bring the anger, Casey. Let's do it. Channel the anger. Channel.
No, I don't really like Megan Fox either. So
God
there's no anger
here. There you go. See,
God damn it. Oh, here's the one from The Wing. Samara.
The Wing.
From the Ring. That's
from
number
the American.
12.
DeVay Chase, I believe, was the name of the girl that played her. She was okay. I can't hate on that because that kind of, for the American audience, that was the first one that actually brought a ghost that looked like that, you know, to us. So
yeah, and The Ring was one of the best remakes that America has done for me, at least that I can say, but.
Yeah, I like Sadako more. I like the Ringu trilogy, the quad, whatever you want to call it. Of course, I like the original more. I put Sadako on my personal list, but, you know, I can't hate on that role. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Number 11 is Catherine Isabel and Emily Perkins from Gingersnaps. Yes.
So they put them together?
Yes, they, I guess in a sense you can really do that. Number 10 is the Let the Right One In, the remake.
It's the original.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, that's right. The right 2008 was the original. I forget, and the remake was 2010, was it not?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure. But this is my favorite fucking vampire movie.
Of all time?
It's a good one. It's not my favorite, but it's a good one.
I love this one. I can watch it again and again, and she was
Which
great.
Which one? The Swedish one or the American one?
Yes, the Swedish one,
Okay.
And I don't hate on the American one. Well, the American one, come on. Of course, always the original on me. But I don't hate on the remake. Let Me In was not a bad remake at all. It was kind of like what Quarantine was to Wreck. I thought Quarantine was another movie that wasn't bad, you know? No, it's not on the level of the other ones, but it's not as disappointing a remake as some have been, so...
And
I just love how Quarantine like came out like right away. As soon as Wreck like came out, it came out right. I was like, damn, America, you're not like wasting any time.
Right? Yeah, I think it came out before the second one, before Wreck 2.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, damn.
No shit.
And number 9 is Natasha Kinski from the remake of Cat People 1982.
She was sexy, I'll say that. And when I was a kid, they used to come on HBO late at night, and yeah, I used to dig it.
Number 8 is the Alien Queen from Aliens 1986. And that's brilliant. Okay. I mean, you know.
Okay.
It is what
it
is.
I'll sign off on it. But where the fuck is Sigourney Weaver in all of these lists that we've been seeing so far?
Right? Yeah, it's, exactly. Yeah, it's unfortunate she wasn't on the first one.
Come on.
Yeah, that's insane. Number 7 is Elsa Lanchester from The Bride of Frankenstein. Why?
Oh. Why? Oh, no. That's one I agree with. She was great in that role. And I'm not even Mr. Classic Horror. I'm not Mr. Universal Horror like Alex, and I've seen every fucking one. I've seen a handful of them. And, you know, Bride of Frankenstein is my favorite classic Universal movie. And she's one of the reasons for it. And if you haven't seen it, you better fucking see it.
Yeah. Number 6 is Annie Wilkes, Kathy Bates from Misery. Here she is.
Oh, finally.
Number 6. You cockatootie.
You dirty birdie. He didn't get out of the cockatootie car.
Dave, that sounds eerily like her.
I can do it. How? I can do a voice now and again.
Not only can you do Joe Pesci, but you can also do Kathy Bates from Misery.
Oh, buddy, I got skills. Just stick around.
That's brilliant. Number 5 is Margaret Hamilton, the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz.
Well, not a horror.
No, definitely not a horror.
And your little dog, too.
Yes. That's good. Damn, Dave. You're really bringing it this morning.
Right?
You have a...
coffee. What? Takako Fuji.
Yes, from The Grudge is number 4. She just looks scary.
That's my girl, Kayoko. Mm-hmm. That's her. And she, I'll tell you what, she played that role in fucking, 6 movies. Mm-hmm. She played their role of Kayako in The Four Juans and the first two American Grudges. So...
Mm-hmm.
That's her role. She owns
it. She's got that roll down pat.
Yes, she does. Well, she's
ghost girl.
Yeah,
dude, she's great. And I'm so glad she got props on some list somewhere. I mean, top 5. I was not expecting that, especially when Sadako or Samara got the, because it seems like The Ring is more popular in the States than The Grudge. So when I saw her there, I was thinking, well, I guess they're not going to have my girl Kayako, but they do. So. Fucking A.
Nice.
Get on them. Yeah.
And number 3 is Linda Blair again from The Exorcist. So I guess, she's a killer woman. And look at that tongue in that picture. Wow.
Yeah, look at that tongue. Yeah. Be happy, yeah, Casey.
She can do a rim job with the best of them.
Be happy. She's not number 1.
I mean, you can't. What's number 1?
Linda Blair is number 3. Yeah, Linda Blair is number 3. Betsy Palmer is from Friday the 13th as Pamela Voorhees is number 2.
Fine. Okay.
And the number 1 from Horror's Top 20 Killer Women list is... I can't do the fucking drums. So that's the best
drum
you can
roll.
Get fucking people. Carrie. Sissy Spacek, Carrie White from 1976, is number 1.
I'm fine.
Okay.
She's probably the most famous horror movie killer.
Yeah. Well, I would say Linda Blair, too. I mean, I guess. Oh. But that's just so cliche. Like, but yeah, you can't help but put those two on the list because it's a classic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what would you
do? That list was better than the other one.
Yes, that was better. Casey, if you made a list and you don't want it to be cliche, who would your number one be? Or would you go for one of them?
Well, I mean, I'm glad they put Kathy Bates on there because, like, she's definitely on my list. Catherine Isabel was on there. Well, one person that they didn't put on either list, which a lot of people haven't seen, though, because it's Australian, is The Loved Ones. Like, the chick that plays Lola.
Yes.
She is fucking crazy scary, and like she always sticks out in my mind because like The Loved Ones, like, is one of my favorite like foreign movies. Like, she was great in that movie. So
I agree.
So I think she deserves a spot on that list, but a lot of people haven't seen it. So, but
I agree.
I mean, a lot of those are already like women are already on there that I can't really think. May, the girl that plays May,
Angela Batiste. Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's definitely.
How about the twins in fucking The Shining?
Oh,
they scare
the Shining,
fuck out of me. They scare the shit out of me.
Or even the woman in the bathtub. Like, she
yes.
didn't really have a role, but like that shit's always fucking scary. Like,
that fucking laugh she has.
Yeah, like she's disgusting and like disgusting and like wrinkly and that part
scary.
Always gets me.
Fucking, not many movies can scare me. That movie is my favorite movie, and one of the reasons is it can still fucking scare me to this day. When I watch the bathtub scene, anytime he bumps into those twins, it's executed so well. The music and the fucking, the way their voices sound, everything is just fucking amazing. How about the chick from Audition? I forget what her name was, but E-High or some shit? You guys fans of Audition?
From where?
Audition.
Oh, yeah. We're getting into foreign stuff, but yes, like she's definitely on spot because she, you know, you don't expect it from her. You think it's a totally different movie, and then towards the end, it's completely different, and scary. So,
fuck. And the woman we just covered, that chick, I think she's fucking badass. The feral chick.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Mike won't agree, but.
No, she was horrible.
Horrible
film. One of the worst films I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, you're lying.
Not at all. Well, guys, brilliant lists. Again, another brilliant show. Very happy. Listeners, please leave us voicemails. 215-240-7839. If you want to send us an email, you can email us at themorbidlymade@gmail.com. Also, stay tuned to the polls on the Morbidly Made group page and the other group pages around within the whole Horrorphilia, I guess, our podcast family. Pick the Contagious Movie of the Week for us to review and then call or email and get your thoughts in with that as well. And that's it for me. You guys have anything in closing?
No, not really. I'm going to leave you an angry voicemail later today, so just expect that.
Please do.
Yeah.
I will open this show with it if you do.
Nice. Do it.
It will start with the email, and then we'll go into Dave's asshole problem.
That's all. There you go. That's all. I'm just going to say, God bless these women. God bless women in horror, the villains, the fucking, the female leads, the people behind the scenes, the directors, the makeup artists, every one of them. Because I love women and I love horror. So when you put them both together, that's a marriage made in heaven. I'm down with it. So, I mean, we're a little bit late. But it was last month that was Women in Horror Month. But, you know, one thing led to another, guys. Sorry. And this comes out when it comes out. But, yeah, this was our intent. And that's why we did a movie called The Woman last week or last fucking show. Our intent was there. We're all about women in horror, so thank you all. And Casey, that's you too.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're one of the best, mate. Let's rank women in horror. Come on.
That's all I got for you guys.
Good enough for me. Take the world for yourself.
take the